The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. Robin's not here this morning. She's getting ready for the National Outdoor Show. We're going to be there today. Doors open at 9 o'clock. And let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Morning, Glenn. How you doing?
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
What's up? Okay, I guess. I guess I'm not going to get to see you today.
You're not. Can't get a ride, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's...
You wouldn't tell me. Yesterday I found out.
So. Oh, man. I'm sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear that, buddy. So,
what's the next thing you would be in this general area?
In general area, I'm trying to think. We might, I think, we haven't set it up yet. We're probably going to do Schrader's again this year in May. So, that'll be coming up. Maybe get to see you there. But you know, there's never a dull moment because these things come and go. You know, we got surprised by one of them up in Western Maryland, and we had about a week notice on that and about a week to promote it. So, but it turned out well. We got to put a new Boone and Crockett bear in the Maryland records. You know, a big bear is what I'm talking about, over 20 inches, almost 21. And measured a couple deer while we were up there too, so it worked out really well. So, but yeah, I'll let everybody know when we're going to be back on the shore.
Right.
So, and we have, you know, we have three guys here on the shore. We added John Melvin here this week or last week to the team, and we've got. He's in Marydale, which is right outside of Sudlersville.
Yeah.
And then we've got Doc Homiak in Galena, and
Galena. See?
Yeah. Not far. Yeah. Yep. He's a measure. And then we have Doug Wigfield down in Mardella Springs. Mm-hmm. So it was good to see Doug last night. Doug came out. Like I said, he's undergoing treatments for cancer and. He's about halfway through with him, but he looked good. He hung in there. He rode with me. I met him in Chestertown. We got there about 3:30. Got set up, and he helped set up the boards. And he measured a couple nice deer that made the book. So very happy to see Doug measure and sika deer again. That's his passion. You know, he loves those sikas. So there you are.
What's the guy's name in Galena that you score?
A former dentist out of Pennsylvania, Homiak, H-O-M-Y-A-C-K, Doc Homiak. Stephen Doc Homiak. H-O-M-Y-A-C-K. H-O-M-Y-A-C-K. His son is the waterfowl. Stephen. We call him Doc, because he was a former dentist. Yep. Nice fella. So, anyway. Yep. He sent me a couple entries the other day, so it was nice. So, sounds good, buddy.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
All right, we'll talk later, man. Thanks for the call.
Tell Robin I said hi.
I will tell Robin you said hi, Glenn.
See you later. Come back.
All right, buddy. Catch you later. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So, we put a post up Friday a week ago of a giant stag that was killed in Dorchester County with a firearm. Jeff Oberdorf, who is out of York County, Pennsylvania. And Jeff, the pictures are on Buck Spare Stag's Facebook page. This deer had a gross score of 79 3/8 and a final net score of 76 2/8. Now, 70 is a giant stag. This one was 10 inches larger than that. 80, as far as we know, has never been accomplished in Maryland. Never had an 80-inch stag that we know of in the records anywhere. This post received 35,777 hits on Facebook in a week. That's the power of social media. We use it a lot. We have 6,000 people that follow our page, Bucks, Bears, Stags. And we're very pleased after just under 5 years, no, just over 5 years, that we've been able to accomplish what we've been able to accomplish. Put the record book out. We've been established as Maryland's official record-keeping organization. We've measured a number of state records, bears, whitetails, sika deer. We've established an all-female division. We've really pumped up the youth division, established a youth division. We've got a picked-up division for whitetails, sika deer, and black bear, which has never been allowed before because you weren't allowed to possess them until last August. And we were instrumental in having DNR be able to authorize people to check in, to bring in their bear skulls and get a tag for them so they can possess them legally, just like a deadhead deer. When somebody finds a deer skull with antlers on it, you know, to possess that, you've got to have a non-hunting tag. And we've got that now for bear skulls. So we're very proud of our record. We've measured by the we're over 360 animals now, right now. We'll measure very close to 400, if not over 400 animals since the last record book came out in 2020. If you like a copy of the record book, just hit the website. You'll see it right there. Order my book. Go on there, tap in your credit card, and we'll send you a record book. So, and you can get them at the show today, too. Right, Robin?
Yep.
Yep. So, Robin is getting ready right now. But let's talk to Lee over there in Towson. Morning, Lee. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Alan. The ad looks great.
Oh, good. Thank you. I'm glad you like it.
Hey, the reason I called, I heard the gentleman earlier, Stan, talking about fly fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, a friend of mine, probably 30 years ago in the Susquehanna, he taught me a lot, if not everything there is to know about fly fishing, that his bank of knowledge is extensive. And we started off doing the shad and white perch, and then we ventured up to the dam for the big white shad and catching a, 3, 4, 5 pound white shad, American shad, on a fly rod. We would use 7-weight fly rods with these little lead-headed clousers. He would make
mm-hmm.
a piece of lead tip. And, Alan, it was just, if you got the placement of the fly correctly, usually behind a stand of large rocks.
Sure.
It was game on. But one trip I bought a large 10-weight fly rod, and we were chasing stripers, in the June season when it came in, and he made some larger clousers and poppers, trying to perfect a popper that it would look like an atom popper or a creek chub popper. And this guy was unbelievable with the stuff he could create. So one day, my daughter was getting them on a top order, and I said, Kale, tease them up for me and let me drop a clouser behind the fish when you got it teased up. I mean, it was literally like, I guess, like marlin fish. I've never done that, but she would tease up these, 10-15 pound rockfish, and I would drop my clouser literally.
Wow, yeah.
Behind the popper, she would pull it away, and it was game on. I mean, what a interesting way to fish. I mean, obviously the spinning tackle was always would overtake the fly tackle because it, you know, you're a lot more precise and
sure.
The delivery with a spinning is right on, as with a fly, it's a little more work, but fly fishing, just another element of fishing that just adds to the thrill of any given species, but in the Susquehanna in particular, it's just phenomenal.
And what's great about the Susquehanna is, it's pretty much wide open. Now, mm-hmm. I cut my teeth in Maryland on a fly rod, fishing with Uncle Dale, and we focused, and he's the shad guy, and that's his passion. So we focused on the hickories, and I mean he can outfish me 20-1, of course, but because he knows where to stand and all that stuff, but in a couple particular places up there. But you hook up with a hickory shad on a light fly rod, and you've got a tussle.
Yeah. You won't go back to spinning tackle.
Well, yeah, I know. But the thing is, and I can't find it right now. I think they may have reconfigured the website, but our picture was on the fishing report. Dale's got his face to the camera and he's smiling, and my back is turned, and we're standing there in our waders fishing Deer Creek, and that was on there for years and years and years. I don't know if it's still there. And I did get to take several trips with Dale and the fisheries crew on the Susquehanna to monitor check out the shad, the American shad population. Mm-hmm. They can't get over the dam. The only way they can get over the dam to go upriver to spawn is in the fish lift. And we were catching the American shad, and you had to catch one. I can't remember the size, but you had to catch one in Dale's book. You had to catch one over a certain size to get a hat. And I finally managed to catch one that was big enough, and I got a hat from him, which was pretty cool. So, but that was all spinning rods and shad darts, and I was actually able to make a donation to the fisheries program for some fishing rods for the shad program. So.
Well, I don't know if you've heard this, but the lift between the dams, the multiple dams, and they've determined, National Wildlife and Fisheries has determined that program doesn't work.
Oh, really? No, I haven't heard that.
Now the fish are not getting above the consecutive dams, and the reproduction up there is, I think they said like 1%.
Yeah,
and they said now they're saying just to leave the fish alone, let them do their thing below Conowingo, and keep a consistent flow, so they can do their thing.
Interesting.
It's the variations of flows when you have a problem with the reproduction. I don't know. I went to all the meetings for all that stuff. It was very interesting. And Fish and Wildlife says, hey, it's not working.
Not working. Yeah.
So it's I don't know if you heard about the snakeheads getting released up in the Conowingo Lake and whatnot through the
lake. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I think Exelon right now is going through some controversy with rumor has it they want to get the catwalk back open, and, there's some negotiation going on there with they're relicensing, and I don't know, it's a bunch of stuff going on with the.
Well, you know, part of the original deal was they were supposed to put a fish ladder in.
Yeah.
And they said, no, we'll build a fish lift, and we'll compensate you financially rather than go to the expense of putting a fish ladder in. So, that was years and years and years and years ago, and never happened.
I got involved in a lot of those meetings up at the dam with the, you know, the powers that be, and fishing politics at its best, a kind of wing, I could say that, but
or its worst, so.
Huh?
Or its worst.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, but for the listeners, the fly rod fishing. In that particular, you know, in moving water, an absolute thrill.
I'll have to try that. Yep. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Okay. I'm going
out. Yep. See you, Lee. Right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hey, you know, Backyard Billy's. Dale is on hold, by the way. Dale from Easton is on hold, whose name we took in vain a moment ago. So hang in there, Dale. We'll get to you in just a second. So you've put it off long enough, okay? Last summer, you know, I'm not sure. Maybe the old picnic table will last another year, and it did. And, maybe the old grill's a little rusty, but we'll get through this summer. Well, you know, now it's time. You've got your investment out of that grill. You've got your investment out of that picnic table. Now go to Backyard Billy's and check out the giant selection of poly and hardwood furniture, tables, chairs, and everything else that goes in your backyard, especially those Adirondack chairs. I talked about that earlier, about all the different styles and sizes and rockers and swivels and high boys and low boys and, you know, the ones with the crab on them and the ones with the heron on them and all that stuff. So why not check it out? It's your go-to place for making backyards fun. Chicken coops. The rise in popularity of raising backyard chickens has struck Backyard Billy's. They've got a giant selection of chicken coops and a giant selection. Custom made, portable, you name it, they've got that. They've got the dog kennels. They've got the storage sheds, the gym sets, the tiki bars. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches, you know. Inside Backyard Billy's giant showroom, check out the grills. Yep, time for a new grill. Traeger pellet grill, controlled by Bluetooth. Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe, a tremendous assortment of outdoor fire pits and fire rings and fire tables. You'll like it all. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. Backyard Billy's, again, is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville, right off Route 18. Your backyard is going to look just great, that's for sure. Hey, see us at the 76th National Outdoor Show, Friday, Saturday, yesterday. How about today, February 25th, doors open at 9 o'clock, 3485 Golden Hill Road. That's the South Dorchester School, Church Creek, Maryland. You'll see all the traffic. Admission, just $8 for adults, $4 for child. Home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship tonight. You're now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. We're proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing waters that surround them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. A weekend of fun for the whole family, entertaining contests, educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all, especially Robin. You can savor the local seafood delicacies, the oyster fritters and the crab cakes and the oyster stew. I had the oyster stew last night. It was really good. And raw oysters, if you prefer, for a buck an oyster. Muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County. Saturday, today, February 25th, doors open at 9 till whenever the contest is over tonight. See you at the 76th National Outdoor Show, nationaloutdoorshow.org. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Let's talk to Dale in Easton. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Alan. How are you all?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'll try to get through this. I've got a drip in the back, and boy, it's killing me. So hopefully I can get through this without choking and gagging and all. So,
well, you'll be fine.
I appreciated the plug from the previous caller, although as Donald Fagen said in Steely Dan, press the logic, those days are gone forever, a long time ago.
That's true.
Alan, the reason I called, I heard a little blurb on the news last night. It was very short. It didn't go into detail about changes to the recreational crab limits.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, they've reduced the boat bag limit. I think it's just one bushel now.
Oh,
no matter how many people are on the boat. Yep.
Okay. Any change to the license? I mean, how the license works or anything like that?
Well, I'm just hearing about it myself, and I haven't. I really haven't checked it out. So somebody sent me a link to that. I didn't really have a chance to open it, but I'll take a look at that. I'll let everybody know. So
yeah, I was just curious because it didn't go into a lot of detail on that because I know it's going to affect a lot of people.
Right.
God,
right.
It's the recreational crabbing is, pretty big here.
it is pretty big, and you know, I think part of the issue is, and I'm not casting any dispersions at anybody, but some people actually crab frequently, and they catch their limits, and they're good at it. And they turn around and sell their catch.
Yes, they do, Alan.
To
yes,
the local bar
do.
Or mm-hmm. wherever they can sell them. And, you know, mm-hmm. they don't have a TFL. They don't have a crabbing. You know, they don't have a commercial license. And the commercial guys are quite rightfully upset about all that because
yes.
these people don't
yes.
establish a market. You know, they don't go to a wholesaler, you know, and sell their crabs at wholesale prices. They sell them for whatever they can get to
yes.
whoever's willing to pay the price. And it's usually undercut what the waterman gets for a bushel of crabs.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
You know, understandable? Yeah, it's kind of like a black market for recreational crabbers to that participate in that.
Good point. Very valid point.
And, you know, since DNR has no handle on it, you know, the commercial guys, they've got to report their catch. They've got to check in, hail out. And, you know, all their transactions, there's a record of them when they take them to the variety of wholesalers, and they're on the shore here everywhere.
Oh,
but,
sure.
But the recreational guy, cash on the barrelhead, buddy.
You know, it's interesting, Alan, because the commercial
on the bushel head. I'm sorry. Well, what's interesting?
Commercial fisheries are, as you know, very highly regulated. There, you know, a lot of people complain about them, but we know more about the commercial fishery and what's caught than we do about the recreational fishery.
Say that again.
We know more about the commercial fishery in terms of catch and composition than we do about the recreational fishery.
Yes, that's true. That is absolutely true.
Yep. So people often complain about the commercial fishery. And again, there's some bad eggs there too. But for the most part, Alan, we've got a better handle on them than we do on the rec guys. So.
More data, that's for sure.
Yeah,
that's
so,
for sure. Yep.
So, well, listen, it's coming up. Keep your calendar open.
All calendars open. Yeah, man.
Okay.
Calendar's open.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. So.
Yeah.
Yep, and we got to do that this year, man. I've missed
nice.
The last couple of years, and I miss fishing for the bad boys.
Nice. So. Yeah, I can remember those days up on Deer Creek. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I haven't seen our picture on the website. I don't know if they reconfigured the website or not, but
that
was fun being on there. I think that was our first day we were there.
Could have been, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder who took that picture.
I do not remember.
That's interesting.
I don't remember. I remember seeing it on the website. I'm like, did somebody send me that picture? I can't remember. So, I still have the picture of the shad somewhere. How big was the American shad to get a hat?
500 millimeters, fork length.
How big?
500 millimeters, fork length.
Fork length. How big is that in inches?
21, 22, something like that.
That's still a big shad.
That's good fish.
Yep.
Good fish.
I remember those fights. They were great, man.
Yeah, they had good days.
All right, buddy.
Say hello to Robin for me.
All right. You got it.
Talk at you.
Take care, man. Bye-bye.
Be safe.
Yep, you too. Tackle Box Tim.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, I'd like to add a little bit more to what Lee was saying about doing follow-up stuff with top waters, and he was doing the popper to the fly. But in the bass fishing world, it's common that if you get a blow-up on a top water, a frog, a popper, a spook, or what have you, to throw something in right behind it, like a soft stick worm or a spinach with a big Colorado blade, and just let it slowly sink down, because we don't know what fish think, but it's common theory that the bass thought it injured whatever it was on the top, and now it's sinking down to the bottom and making it easier for it to eat.
I caught some pretty decent smallmouth on three occasions on the same trip, believe it or not, when I fished with a buddy of mine who's now gone, and people would remember him from Boats and Trailers. Sorry, I can't say his name. Man, just left me just that quick. But he liked to throw spinner baits and topwaters and crankbaits and that type of thing. And if he'd miss a fish, he would have a night crawler rigged up on a little number 4 blue Aberdeen hook, long shank hook, okay, very sharp, and the night crawler was hooked right through the nose. And I was the follow-up guy. So if he missed one on the, if I missed one on a lure, I had the rod ready to go, and I'd flip that night crawler back in there, and three occasions the smallmouth hit the nightcrawler on the follow-up, including a couple pretty nice ones. So not the 4 or 5 pound, but, you know, 16, 17-inch smallmouth.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, they were a lot of fun on that light tackle on a nightcrawler. You know?
Absolutely. You consider your fishery and the size of the fish, so, you know, wherever you might have been, a 3-pounder might have been a very quality one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the biggest smallmouth I ever hooked in my life was on Liberty Reservoir. And my buddy with gosh, my mind is going crazy today. Electric Bass Anglers. We had gone out and it was raining. It was nasty. And we caught a few fish. And he said, "Alan, you see that stick over there?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "There's a bed right under there. Throw out in there." He said, "We've not caught this fish." And he said, "We've hooked her, but we haven't caught her." I said, "All right." Throughout, this smallmouth hit my tube bait like a hit I've never had before. And I knew it was a giant fish. And I've caught several fish over 5 pounds and you know, over 20 inches. 21 and a half is my biggest. And this fish hit like a freight train. And I said, "Glenn, this is a giant." And the fish went from the bed straight up in the air, over the stick.
Yep.
And you know the next result, right?
Yes, snap-o.
Gone. Yep, just gone. And it was like, oh, my goodness. That was, and I'll never forget it. You know, you never forget the big one that got away.
Exactly.
And I will never forget that fish, so. Yep, that was the biggest smallmouth I've ever hooked. I'm guessing that fish was over 6 pound. Had to be. So,
yep,
is what it is. Might have been bigger, but I won't take it any further than that. But I've caught them over 5. So, this one being the biggest fish I've ever had, smallmouth I've ever had on the line, I'm going to say was 6, approaching 6 pounds. So, big fish.
I have bad joke of the day if Robin is in earshot.
Oh, I can tell the bad joke of the day. Go for it. I can repeat it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, Farmer Johnson down in Mississippi is noticing some crop damage, and he calls in the local crop expert to see what's going on. And crop expert comes out and says, "Farmer Johnson, I think you have a boll weevil problem." Farmer said, "Boll weevils? We haven't had that issue since the 70s. So the expert says, "Let me go out and check the crop. It's one or two things. You've got either a big swarm of little boll weevils, that's the major issue, or a small swarm of big boll weevils, which isn't that big of a deal. We can take care of that kind of immediately." Specialist goes out and comes back about an hour later and says, "Farmer Johnson, I've got good news." Farmer says, "Well, what's that, sir?" He says, "Farmer Johnson, you have the lesser of two weevils."
I like it. I will tell Robin that one on the way down to the outdoor show. I like it, Jim. Excellent.
Anyway, with that, enjoy your day at the show, Alan. We'll
I will, buddy. Thanks for the call and right. The joke. It was good.
Right. Bye.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Oh, my, that's funny. 410 WCBM, 410-922-6680, 410 WCBM-680. Let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. I did tell you about the Let's Go Fishing Sale. Mark your calendar for March 17th. Half-price monofilament, rods and reels, and fishing tackle on sale. But I want to tell you about a couple of Brownings that they've got, Browning Firearms. You know, they are your full-line Browning dealer here in Maryland, and they've been doing it since the 60s, so they know what they're doing. The inventory is good. There's a new series of X-Bolts called the X-Bolt Pro. These are I don't know if you call it upgrade or what you call them, but they are fantastic looking camo and Cerakote models in 6 different models, I believe, including long range and mountain rifles, which are lightweight and so forth. And the X-Bolt Medallion is the one that's just, you know, that's the old school one for guys like me with the high gloss blued finish and the high gloss, high-grade walnut, I'll get it here, stocks. Just a beautiful firearm. You know, it's what the hunting firearm used to be back in the day and still is today if you like that. But I want to tell you about the A5, which is a shotgun that's on my list. I just got three auto loaders. Right now, I don't need another auto, four actually. I don't need another auto loader, but this is a cool one. It's the A5 in vintage tan. Reliable, short recoil operated auto loader shotgun with a rugged composite stock, textured gripping surfaces, and shim adjustable for length of pull, cast, and drop. The shotgun guys know what that is. It's the way it fits your shoulder and your face. Full coverage retro vintage tan camo finish comes with Invector DS choke tubes. It's the vintage tan A5. You will like it. You will like it. For those of you who are into the shotgun sports, take a look at the Satori models. There's three different ones to choose from, the Grade 1, the 725, and the rest of them. So check it all out at Clyde Sport Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. They have some Browning Buckmark pistols in there, too. Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number there, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Clyde Sports is their website. Also, ClydesFishingGear.com is another website. They're open 7 days a week. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. It's Clyde's Sports Shop. Spurry's Tire Service. You know, great guys, very accommodating. My contact there is Brent, and we've talked yesterday a little bit. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. Dover is the main road towards Caroline County. Elliott Road is, you know, the crossroad there. It's kind of the road that you access the supermarket and the big discount store and that type of thing. Just a block off Route 50, and that's in Easton. And that's where the local folks get their tires and auto service work done. Me too. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama and others, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires that you want for your car, your truck, any maker, model, any budget. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors and all the farm equipment and your lawnmower and your wheelbarrows. They've got it all. Tire repair is a big thing. Full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by. No appointment needed for tires. Did I read that right? Yep, it says no appointment needed for tires. Or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Hit their website, spurrystire.com, 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 410-822-7384. Morning, Brent, for Spurry's Tire Service. And we'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex in Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire, and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yo!
Favorite versions of that song, Johnny Cash, Ghost Riders in the Sky. Man, it sends chills up my back. Let's talk to Clay in Owings Mills. Good morning, Clay. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Alan. I know I really made it in the world when I get Johnny Cash as my lead in.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, he's your opening act.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
Johnny Cash opened for Clay in Owings Mills. I love it. Yep.
I hear you mention earlier you had a magazine out regarding the invasive species in Maryland.
We're working on it, yep. We're working on it. It's called... It's called Big Ass Fish, B-I-G-A-A-Z-Z Fish. And
that would be awesome. I'd love to get that.
Oh, well, we'll have some over in your area. No question. Yep.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
How do I find find your magazines anyway? Can I get them mailed in?
No, we don't have a subscription service for a free magazine. Out your way in Owings Mills. Let me think here what we got over there. We do have the Battery Warehouse over there in Eldersburg. That's about as close as we've got. We don't, you know, we used to have that fish and tackle store there in Reisterstown that was, that was years and years ago, but they're closed. Yeah. Clyde's has them.
I get down around Clyde's periodically. I could stop in there.
Clyde's, Catonsville Line X is, right there off security.
Right.
Trying to think who else we've right. got. Over in Towson there, we've got Continental Arms as an advertiser. Brownstone Trading in Westminster. So.
All right. I'll dig them out.
All right. I know you will. I know you will. So.
I got a. You probably heard this joke before. If you got time, I know you're running short on time.
Go for it.
Old boy was known around the county as the best fisherman ever. I mean, he had trophies for every kind of fish, every size, every weight, every everything.
Right. Got it.
He was retiring and moving away. He sold his property, and the fish and game warden came to him and asked him, he says, I got to know your secret. Can you show me how you managed to accomplish this all these years? So they go out in the old boy's boat, and they get way out in the middle of the lake. Old boy reaches into his tackle box and takes out a little stick of dynamite and lights it and throws it in the lake. Naturally, the explosion brings all these fish up to the surface. And he's just scooping them in the boat. And the fishing game warden is flipping out.
Yeah, of course.
You can't do that. My God, I'm going to have to arrest you for this. What's the matter with you? And the old boy just looks at him and reaches down in his tackle box and takes out another stick of dynamite and lights it and tosses it to the game warden and says, here, aren't you going to do a little fishing?
old joke. Yeah. Way I heard it is he lit a stick of dynamite and handed it to the game warden. He said, you got to fish or talk.
Well, same thing, yeah.
Same deal. Love it though, Clay. Appreciate that. Listen, I'll tell Johnny you said hi.
I enjoy your show today. I wish I could be there.
Well, I appreciate that, man, and I hope you get out someday, and we'll get to meet you.
Absolutely, I'm looking forward. Have a good week now.
All right, you too, Clay. Take care now.
Talk to you later.
You got it. Bye bye. Our friends at Backyard Billy's, they're listening to the groundhog. We got some cold weather today. And then rain Monday, of course. How much rain Monday? An inch, I think she said. I hate the rain. When you're delivering paper magazine and you got a little bit of a leak in your truck, rain Monday. So, it is what it is. But Backyard Billy's is looking ahead to the spring. And they're looking, listen to this, they're looking for people who are getting into raising chickens in their backyard. And like I said, we have experience with our neighbors over here. They've got chickens and ducks over there right over our fence. And we get to hear them all the time. So it's kind of cool that Backyard Billy's has got, I think they told me that the brochure on the chicken coops is 60 pages. So if you are looking for your expert at, you know, containing chickens with portable chicken coops and all different sizes of chicken coops and pens, and even dog kennels and runs too, they've got all that at Backyard Billy's, including the tables and chairs, including the Backyard Billy's barbecue grills, including the storage sheds, including the fireplace inserts, including the pellet and wood stoves, and all of that. Backyard Billy's, they've got it all. I love dealing with them. I think they're just one of the coolest places on the shore to visit. It's an adventure. It's like going to the National Outdoor Show, or it's like going to the Great American Outdoor Show for your backyard. Why not? BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page. Give them a call, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50 at exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue coming from the east, Route 18 coming from the west, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, if you want to make your backyard great, Backyard Billy's is the place to be. Why not stop by this weekend? You'll be glad you did. All right, we've got a couple minutes left till we get to the music, and then I'm getting ready to head on out of here to the National Outdoor Show. We hope you join us down there at South Dorchester School in Golden Hill. Yeah, we'll be there with bucks, bears, stags, measuring white-tailed deer, sika deer, and anybody has a black bear. You know, at least three Dorchester counties that I know, Dorchester County, people that I know personally have taken black bears in Maryland, and including one of the former number one, and including another top ten. So folks love to hunt, and some of them have done pretty well on the black bears too. So, but the sika deer, man, we're going to see a lot of them today, I hope, and we'll see how it all works out. So that does it for us pretty much. We got a little bit of time here left, but make sure you check out the Department of Natural Resources website. It is national, not just Maryland, national, Invasive Species Awareness Week. It's been that all week. Just had to announce it today. Just got the press release from DNR. Talked to the folks in fisheries yesterday. Talked to the, you know, Invasive Species Now, and all the seafood is under Maryland Department of Agriculture. Department of Natural Resources does the regulating, and agriculture does the marketing. So there you go. All right, folks, enjoy your weekend. There's the music. Get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Take a kid fishing. Take a friend fishing. Just enjoy the magnificent natural resources we have here in Maryland. You'll be glad you did.